The Long Way Home, a Leverage stereo audio play, written by Hagar and performed by Potfig Lover, for Pod Together 2019. Summary: Team Leverage plays Dungeons and Dragons. The game gets personal.
What are you reading?
You can read the title. It's printed really big.
Thanks, Parker. O.M.G. Nate. Buddy. Is that one of your books? I didn't even know you read stuff that's not on a screen.
That, my friend, is a vintage edition of the Dungeon & Dragons Dungeon Master's Guide. Though, now that I think about it, why are you reading that?
And not the player's handbook?
Well, you didn't think I would.
No. Nuh-huh. You never played a single campaign in your life.
You see,
you are not DMing.
Actually,
read my lips. No way.
It's not that different than running a con.
Oh, isn't it?
I need to sell you on a story. The rules, they are just window dressing.
You do not get to turn everything into a con. I am turning around, walking right out of here, and calling Sophie. Why are you reading that, Nate? Seriously?
I figured Hardison was right, and this will make for a very nice team-building exercise.
Team building.
I noticed everyone's a little on edge lately, and I thought...
You know what, Nate? Hardison had the right idea. I'm out of here.
Are you going to leave too?
I'm not done eating. Yet.
I'd like to thank you all again for...
Don't thank us. Thank Sophie.
Yeah, she said your communication skills are terrible, and we should model some for you.
So, what are you guys playing?
Thief.
Fighter.
Seriously. You get to be someone else. Not for a con, not for a mark, purely for your own sake, and you choose to be the exact same thing you do every day.
I like what I do.
I'm good at what I do.
If I were a lesser man, I would despair of you people.
I don't know. Makes for a balanced little team.
This is not a con, Nate.
I kind of wish it was a con.
That's it. I'm ruined for normal pizza. Elliot, you've ruined me.
You look fine to me.
He means that now that he knows what real pizza is like. No, you know what? I don't believe you. You'll go out and have that crap again tomorrow.
But I will be weeping on the inside.
Can we play now?
Yeah, just one moment. Now we can play.
So, where were we? This is your third day wandering the enchanted castle, and you still haven't found a way out. Every room you enter is different, and yet all the rooms are the same. Everything is in perfect condition. Everything is fresh and clean, and absolutely nothing looks as if the castle has been abandoned for 3 generations. When you go through the kitchen, the apricot pie smells as if it just came out of the oven. Oh, that smells delicious.
Ow! What was that for?
Enchanted castle, remember? Do not touch the food.
I wasn't going to touch it.
Yeah, I don't believe you either.
I'm a wizard. I do not need to be reminded not to eat the enchanted food. Well, magic has a map to where the children are kept, wizard.
This castle has been enchanted by a dragon. I told you before we accepted this job. This is way above my pay grade.
But no, you've heard missing children, and that was it.
Aren't you supposed to be neutral?
Aren't you supposed to be good?
It's not above your pay grade if we find the loom first. I want to find the loom that spins gold. Can you magic us a map to the loom?
Dragon people. Dragon.
This place smells like chocolate.
You're late. Why are you late? Elliot won't let us have cake without you.
It's called manners, Parker. Finally, the tunnel ends and you reach the dragon's lair. Even though you're deep underground, the lair is lit. There must be something like a skylight very high above, so high that you can't see it, even when you crane your neck. There's just enough light to see the sleeping dragon by, but it's not enough to see around the lair. You don't need to see when you can hear, though, and what you hear over the dragon's deep snores is children crying.
I sneak past the dragon to get to the children.
Roll the die, please.
Ha! 20.
The unloaded die bag, please.
What? I didn't.
Parker.
There's no way you saw me swap the dice. No way.
I didn't need to see you.
Then how did you know?
I just did. That's why I'm the...
Don't say it.
Mastermind.
Okay, just for that, you're going to let her sneak to the children without rolling again. To the children and back.
All right.
Parker, don't do it. It's a trap.
How did you...
I think it's our turn to just know.
So, I was thinking...
Nope,
nope.
Definitely not.
Would you at least let me tell you what I was thinking?
You were thinking that if we don't have another session until you're out of prison, that'll be a really long time. Am I wrong?
No, but...
No.
Really, Nate, they refused to hear you the first time.
That was going to be my point.
Respect, Nate. Learn it.
Oh, burn.
I thought the game was going great.
Yeah, and then you went, the princess is in another castle on us.
Yeah, there was no castle, no dragon. How do we even know that there are missing kids?
Because you met the families in the village.
Maybe someone paid them off.
Well, if anyone did, don't you want to find out who that was? Because that cave trap came very close to killing all of you.
No.
Nuh-uh. I don't care.
All right, so, where were we?
Why, oh why, did we take a ship? Ships are terrible, man.
And woman.
And woman.
Yeah, you want to watch that bit, buddy. Or you'll find a knife poking out from between your ribs one of these days. Nights.
Lolly wouldn't knife me. You are terrible. You are even worse than this ship.
Which one of us?
Right now, both of you.
So, are we each, like, half of a ship, or...?
It's not our fault you get seasick, man.
Oh, so you're allowed to use that?
I was only talking to you.
He was.
I hate you people.
By the way, you and I are due a talk about what ships are.
I know what ships are.
On the internet, girl. On the internet.
But we are not on the internet, especially when we are playing.
Yeah, but you can't go around saying things like, "Oh, what was that for?"
I cooked. You do the dishes.
Exactly. You cooked. Why should I?
Were you raised in a barn?
They're both right, you know.
You know, technically, you're the host.
Yeah, I probably earned that.
The tavern ceiling is low, which means the lamps hang even lower. In fact, Alderaan, the lamps hang so low that you need to pay attention to avoid hitting your head, or indeed catching fire. Most of the patrons ignore your muddied party, at most giving you half a glance out of the corner of their eyes. Even the barkeep barely glances at you. The obvious exception is a barbarian, one of two sitting with a group of dwarves.
Dwarves.
The barbarian notices you staring at him and growls.
Oh, seen anything you like, buddy?
Alderaan.
The barbarian stands up. His head nearly brushes the ceiling, and he's obviously a regular enough patron that he has no problem avoiding the lamps.
Damn it, Alderaan.
What? You've been complaining about boredom since the bog. I thought I'd get you some light exercise.
Oh, something smells good.
Smells like popcorn.
Caramel popcorn. Sophie, I told you that was for a special occasion.
Not gonna let you break that barbarian's arm without rolling.
I do know you. Fine, but you better pass me some of that. I break the barbarian's fingers and elbow and dislocate his shoulder.
The entire group of dwarves, as well as the other barbarians, stand up.
Uh-uh.
What? You didn't see that coming? Because I totally saw that coming.
Both of you, shut up and help, or I swear.
Wait, you're going to do what?
It's not a big deal.
That lake is frozen, man.
You should try it sometimes. It's good for your health.
No, thank you.
Besides, the next item we need in order to find the loom that spins gold is at the bottom of the lake. So I'm going to find it.
Thanks, Mike.
I'm not doing it because I want to find the loom. I told you, odds are the damn thing is cursed. But if we find
it... Don't say it.
Don't say what? That...
That's just mean, and you bloody well know it.
Are you part of the game, Soph?
I'm the angel on their shoulder. Oh, see if I help you next time.
You were saying?
Don't say it, man.
Oh, are you a mind reader now as well?
Nope, it's just that Sophie's usually right about those things. You already said you think the loom is cursed. We hear you.
You know what? I'm gonna jump in now. The sooner I get in the lake, the less I'll hear about it.
Don't you need to cut a hole first?
That's what he's for.
Don't look at me. Don't you have a spell that does this? Not right now. I don't. Take a wizard, they say. He's gonna be useful, they say. Seriously, man? Oh, just you wait until I make it to level 5, buddy. Just you wait. You're gonna die before that happens. Yeah, didn't you say that you're crunchy and good with ketchup? Okay, nobody is allowed to make fun of me except me, okay? Watch me.
That's an interesting hole you're digging there, Elliot.
Shut up, Nate.
Well, guys, this time it took you 2 hours to say this. I'm impressed.
Take the compliment and shut up, Nate.
Before you spread Scragville Market, the many booths make a crisscrossing maze of alleys that covers the entire village square, all the way from where you stand to Nerad's towering temple at the back. It's early enough in the morning that the sun still hangs low in the sky, but the market is teeming with people. That's because it's the first of the month, and so more people than usual, both vendors and buyers, have come to Scragville Market. Also, despite the early hour, the air is neither crisp or light. It's already heavy with humidity as well as the scent of spices, food and, let's face it, animals.
Ooh, what are we stealing? No, Lolly, we are not stealing anything. We need those people to like us. It's not like I get caught. Girl, I know you want to steal the entire market. Let's face it, I do too. But we're in a game. Getting caught is in fact a risk. Ugh, I hate this. Okay, fine, not stealing. What are we... what's the word?
Buying, Lolly. The word is buying. And to answer your question, first of all, we're buying soap. Then we're buying food. I was thinking chicken.
Wait, when you say chicken...
I mean a whole live chicken. Oh, yeah. Do you have an idea what an amazing meal I could make out of that?
That requires setting up camp. I was kind of hoping for the inn.
So you can get us into another brawl? I don't think so.
He has a point.
See? She thinks I have a point.
Okay, I really hate you too right now. Really, truly hate you. In fact, I hate you so much that I turn around and go into the maze-like market. Alone.
I'm not rescuing you when you get kidnapped.
He got kidnapped.
He got kidnapped.
He got kidnapped.
I mean, technically he got arrested, but... we could bail him out.
Could we?
It'll be the last of our gold.
Fine, we're going to steal a wizard.
We're off to steal a wizard, the stupidest wizard of all.
Wait, children have gone missing in Siena too?
Oh, it's not just that they've gone missing, the old lady tells you. 6 months after they vanished, the children came back and killed everyone in Siena village. Then they disappeared again.
How long do we have? It's been 2 months since we heard about the missing children in the other village, and they'd been missing for about a month at that point, so...
3 more months. We have 3 more months.
We were looking for the loom.
Don't go there.
We were working on this too. We know about all the abandoned castles and all the places dragons are, or have been rumored to live, within the 3 kingdom radius. Yeah, but the children could be at any of these places.
Elderon's right. We gathered a lot of intelligence. What we didn't do is sit down and look it over.
We do that now. I can't. The loom can wait. Right now, I don't care about the loom. We need to find the children.
I wasn't finished. We didn't waste the last 2 months. And not just because we were gathering intelligence. We are stronger. We are faster. We are better at this. 2 months ago, we were going to die going up against the dragon. Now we just might stand a chance. Even if it takes us 2 more months to get to wherever we need to go, we are going to be even stronger and better when we get there. And that means these children have better odds.
Are you sniffling?
You got it, man. You truly got it.
What?
Leveling, man. It's how games work. You take a side quest so you can get the XP and level up, so you can take the boss fight. It's exactly what we did, and you get it.
Whatever, man. You're weird. Lolly?
Yeah. Let's go steal back some children.
Why'd you drag us back here? It would have been safer if we'd gone our separate ways from the airport, and you know it.
Yeah. We need to lay low after San Lorenzo. I was the one who said it.
You said it, but you're not practicing it.
Hey, I'm going to practice it. But first, we wrap up the campaign.
We just wrapped up Vittorio's campaign.
He means the game, Parker.
Man, even I don't feel like gaming right now. Don't you want to find the missing children? Did you just give us a spoiler? Or are you pulling our leg? I wouldn't do that, not when there's children involved.
Wait, there's real children?
Oh no, definitely not. I mean, probably somewhere in the world, but no. What I mean is, fictional or not, you spent the last half a year trying to find them, and you could do that tonight or in 2 weeks. Take your pick.
Oh, hell.
Finally, the tunnel ends and you reach the dragon's lair. Even though you're deep underground, the lair is lit. There must be something like a skylight very high above. So high that you can't see it, even when you crane your neck. There's just enough light to see the sleeping dragon by, but it's not enough to see around the lair. You don't need to see when you can hear, though. And what you hear over the dragon's deep snores is children crying.
The last time we were in this situation, it was a trap.
It's a dragon, man. It's smart. Maybe it put that trap there so that we won't do the right thing now.
You're not the one the cave collapse would have buried.
Lolly?
Yeah?
It's your call.
I sneak past the dragon to get to the children.
Roll the die, please.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
20. Net 20 even. You successfully sneak past the dragon and find the children. They are in a long series of cells, each locked with a padlock the size of your head.
That just makes them easier to pick.
There's no trap. There's no trap.
Oh, my God.
Elliot, you're all right, man.
Elliot? Why is Elliot crying?
I think you'd better not ask him that.
Because then he will tell you.
Nate, a word.
Why are they fighting?
If I had to guess, Nate knew this will happen, and Sophie's pissed off with him for that.
Should we be pissed off with him? Are you?
Doesn't matter how you or I or Sophie feel, girl. It matters how Elliot feels.
I think I'm angry.
Me too, girl. I'm not angry at Nate, though. Whatever made Elliot cry now, it isn't just something that Nate did. Or it isn't just that. It's something that happened to him way back.
Way back when he was working for Damien Moreau. But then wouldn't it be something he did?
I think Damien Moreau happened to Elliot. Then Elliot wised up and left. And eventually we happened. I know guys who got into all sorts of finky shit.
happened to some of my foster siblings.
So is it something they did or something that happened to them?
Both. Nate's not wrong about that.
You think he's going to be okay?
Well, it hasn't killed him so far.
Oh, because that's encouraging.
He'll be fine. Just give him time. You know it's not that simple as that.
Well, like you said, it hasn't killed him yet.
So, where were we?
We saved the children.
And we did it right under the dragon's nose.
Can we go find the loom now?
Good with me?
Yeah.
We are 3 days out from Ancillian Castle. That's where the gem of Ancillian is. That's the last item we need. And they have their party thing.
The annual costume ball, during which the castle's riches are put on display, including the magical gem. It's in 5 days.
That's our way in.
We are going to need costumes. This ball is a big deal. Costumes are ordered a year in advance.
We steal them.
First, we steal the guest list. First, we go to Ancillian. Then we steal the guest list. Then, 3 identities and the costumes that go with them. And then...
Then we can steal the gem.
That smells good.
You don't even know what it is.
The way it smells, I don't care. Are you clearing the table?
It's like you said, I'm the host.
Don't expect a medal.
Yeah, I thought that I might hear that.
Interesting phrasing.
I knew one of you would say it. I just didn't know who.
Nate, did you just admit to not being able to know everything in advance?
I am, in fact, capable of learning.
Lolly, are you okay?
We just got the gem. I'm great. Why?
You've been in a ball gown all night, and you didn't complain about it once. Or the shoes.
She can hang from a building with her fingernails, man. I don't think walking tiptoe all night slowed her down any.
Yeah, why should I complain about the gown? Do you have any idea how many jewels I can hide in the sleeves alone? Why can't I wear this every day?
Right. Okay, who has the list? Anything else we need to get before we can head out for the mountain and finally trade for the map?
We have everything.
And more than enough time to get to the Black Mountain before the Blood Moon. At your pace or at normal people's pace?
Don't you mean at normal pace or at your pace?
Right, well, we also have one last problem to solve. The map is a demon map. We need to barter for it at a demon carnival, and then we need to read it. And I don't speak Abyssal, or read it.
Take a wizard, they say. He'll be useful, they say. You don't have comprehend languages. That's first grade stuff, man.
Oh, you'd rather I'd learn that and not cure light wounds? Sure, every time you're bleeding out, I'd be able to scold the monster in its native tongue. Would that make you happy?
You know what makes me happy?
Oh?
I know Abyssal.
You have comprehend languages?
I took a level in Bard, not Wizard. No, I can just speak and read Abyssal.
What?
Learned it from a demoness once. Classy lady.
I shouldn't be surprised, should I?
You're seasick.
You say that like it's a surprise.
I don't know. I thought maybe you got used to it.
No, I did not. Isn't there a spell for that, or a potion or something? I'm just saying, man. Maybe you want to add it to your arsenal. Okay, first of all, it's not called an arsenal. Toolbox, spell kit, happy now. You really ought to know better by now. I don't care. I'm going to need a minute.
Wait, was that in or out of character?
I'm going to go with both. I'm going to need a minute. Come on, Lolly, let the man hurl in peace. Hey, are there any lemons on this ship?
Why do we need a lemon?
We don't need a lemon. He needs a lemon. It helps keep the nausea down. Oh, now you remember that? We've been on this ship for 3 days, man. Just be grateful I know this, damn it.
I'm going to find a lemon. Bye.
He does that every time now.
Should I be impressed?
I'm impressed you got him to do that.
You are?
Yes. I think it's creepy.
Yeah.
That too.
Definitely creepy.
You know how Alderaan hates ships?
Unfortunately.
Hey! I hate deserts. All the sand.
Oh, the sand? That's your problem. The sand. What's yours?
The heat, for starters. Then I have one word for you. Camels. Really, I think they're kind of cute.
One spat me in the eye. In the eye. That was kind of funny.
So you're a fan of them too?
I hate their guts, man. But it was still funny.
Seriously, Nate.
Seriously what?
Costume ball. Fine. That was a nice touch. The desert, I was still willing to spot you. But now a gold mine? Gold mine? Are you basing this game on our jobs? Do you even have a game plan?
Meek has a point.
And you're still saying that like it's a bad word.
To be specific, our latest job involved gold, not a gold mine. There was always going to be a mine here. Making it a gold mine was just artistic flair.
And the desert?
It made sense on the map.
So you are basing the game on the job?
I'm inspired by it.
I'm going to ask again. Do you even have a game plan?
Oh yeah, there is a game plan. There's very much a game plan.
Anyone else worried now?
Sophie?
Don't look at me. I know what the game plan is.
Okay, now I'm twice as worried.
Yeah.
Me too.
Really, guys, would we do that? That was a stupid question, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yep, pretty much. All right. Finally. Last game session, we were 3 hours from the edge of the woods.
If the map is accurate.
If the map is accurate.
And if Nate doesn't have any more surprises for us hiding in this last stretch of trees.
You guys ready to roll?
Literally and figuratively. Let's do this.
By the time you step out of the woods, the sun is partway under the horizon, and the light is a deep crimson. In front of you is a tall ziggurat. It gleams white.
The light is red.
The light is red. What about it?
The ziggurat shouldn't gleam white if the light is red. The ziggurat shouldn't even be white unless someone is here to maintain it or...
Or it's magic.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense, right? We're here to find a magic loom.
Let's hope it's just that.
The inside of the ziggurat is well lit, but you can't locate a light source. When you look up, you see that there are no floors. That's not the first thing you notice, though. The first thing you notice is that the ziggurat is a library. The walls are entirely covered with bookshelves, stretching all the way to the top. The ziggurat isn't hollow like a silo. Rather, ahead of you is a curved bookcase, running all the way to the top as well, and it's curved parallel to the wall. There is a passage leading through it, through which you can see another curved bookcase inside.
It's a library.
It's a maze.
How are we going to find the loom here?
Is the loom even here, or is its location in one of these books?
I'm going to search the maze.
I'm going to search the books. I'm going to make dinner.
In a library.
Oh, I'm not taking my eyes off you.
You can't keep track of both of us.
Singular you.
Me.
She's fine. You're getting kidnapped.
Hey!
I don't.
You do.
You do.
Roll for a prolonged search, please. 4 rolls per day of searching. Parker, your target number is 15. Hardison, yours is 13. When you get to 10 successes, you get something. Nobody disturbs you, so go ahead and let's see how many days it takes.
Right. Give it to me.
The next thing you pull off the shelf isn't a book, but a box. Inside the box, you find a collapsible metal frame and a thin book, really more of a booklet. However, the booklet is in Gnomish.
Mike, do you read Gnomish?
Actually, I do.
Translate this, would you?
The booklet is titled Directions for Using the Collapsible Portal.
So it's not the loom. Maybe the loom isn't here. Maybe one of these books tells us where the loom is, and the collapsible portal will take us there. No ships and no deserts. We keep looking.
Yeah, baby. This was number 10. Give it to me.
Us. Give it to us. Elliot's on note-taking duty. You guys are having breakfast, right? I can read out loud what I find.
There you go, then.
Oh, look, it has a table of contents.
Is it in a language you can read?
Haha, very funny. Yes, it's in a language I can read.
Well... Oh, this is a dark, dark book. Draft of the Living Dead. On zombification, Tarsus arrows, controlling animals, controlling plants. Chalices of Eshkovar.
Wait, Chalices of Eshkovar?
Yeah, like the one we...
Wait.
Chalices, plural. Like the one the dragon used to store the power from the blood sacrifice. The one we destroyed. There's more than one of these things.
Let me flip through this chapter.
You made props.
I made a prop.
Actually, you made at least 2.
I have a really bad feeling about this. Guys, do you remember what color the gem was on the chalice we destroyed?
Yeah, green. Why?
Are you sure?
It was green. I remember it too. Why?
Because the green gem means an inactive chalice.
In common, Alderaan.
We destroyed the wrong chalice.
We put those children back in the village.
Damn it, Alderaan. You said destroying the chalice will free them from the curse. Where's the calendar? How long do we have?
2 weeks. We have 2 weeks.
Oh, gods.
This time we destroy the dragon. We have to destroy the dragon. Even if we destroy the right chalice, that won't stop it. It'll just get another chalice. Or make one.
On the bright side, we have a collapsible portal to get us to the dragon. And according to this, it has to stay within a limited range of where the sacrifice will take place, in order for the magic of the chalice to work.
There's only one dragon-sized hideout in range. It's where the illusory castle is.
This time, I can punch through the illusion. That said, I do vote we use these 2 weeks to research. There's no knowing what else we can find here that'll help us.
We can't wait until the last day. It's too risky.
10 days. We give it 10 days. And Mike and I will help. Now let's do this. We don't have a lot of time.
Look, guys, I'm telling you, I know it looks like solid rock, but it's not. It's a passage, and I'm willing to bet that at the other end of this passage, we'll find the dragon. Why would it hide the passage otherwise?
If we crash and look stupid, I'm punching you. You, Hardison, not your elf.
Oh, because going again down the tunnel that leads to the trap won't make us look stupid.
I walk through where Eldoran says there's a passage.
Lolly disappears from your eyes as she walks through the illusion. See, I told you. I walk through the passage also.
I better follow before those two get into trouble.
The tunnel is very long and there are no junctions. It slanted slightly downwards, clearly leading you deeper into the mountain. You walk for many hours before the tunnel begins to widen, eventually leading you to a large open space.
I raise my torch.
The dim light catches on the dragon's scales. They reflect back the same color as the blade of a weapon.
You have a game plan, huh? You haven't even read the monster manual. 1. Metallic dragons come in gold and silver, not steel. 2. They're good aligned. Golds can be assholes. But even one of them wouldn't send children to slaughter their families.
Actually, this just might be a steel dragon. They're from the realms.
Well, if Hardison says so.
You had no idea they were canon, did you?
I don't think he did.
Me neither.
So everything I know about steel dragons just might not apply. For starters, this one lives under a mountain. But you know what the good news is?
Oh,
it's not purple.
There are purple dragons.
There are purple dragons. They're really bad news. They can...
Later. Right now, we have a steel dragon to slay.
Suddenly, something other than scales reflect the torchlight. The dragon has opened its eyes. They, too, are the blue-gray color of steel. At least its teeth, when it opens its mouth, reflect white. It doesn't breathe out an attack, though. Rather, it speaks. Its voice is a deep, booming baritone that occasionally grits and hisses.
So you are the thieves.
How does it know we're thieves?
You stole the children from me.
No, we stole them back. You stole them in the first place.
You stole them before I completed the spell. Now their sacrifice will be wasted. And I will need to take one more sacrifice than I had planned. That villager's fate is on you, not me.
Define need.
I need not justify myself to you.
You don't, and we don't have to hear you out either. But if you're willing to talk, we're willing to listen.
Eldoran.
No, he's right. I want to know what's going on.
He's using children to kill. What else is there to know?
I should eat you for your insolence.
See?
Try us. If you're in trouble, maybe we can help.
You help me? Ridiculous.
Try us. What have you got to lose?
I am attempting to return home.
You're not from around here, are you?
He's from a different plane.
And opening portals between planes is a right pain in the ass.
This is the only method I have found, which may be powerful enough. Lesser methods have failed me. I have had centuries to research.
He's just trying to get home.
Or it's lying. It's a dragon. Smart, thinks it's better than us, and always dangerous.
You seem insistent on becoming a snack.
Like I said.
Actually, I think I'm with Lolly. If he was going to eat us, he'd have moved by now. But he's just lying there, talking to us. You've been real lonely, haven't you?
You are not the first to try and slay me, but you are the first to ask why.
What if we can help?
Lolly, he's turning children.
Not with that, obviously. But what if we could find a different way?
I have been looking for centuries. You will not succeed where I have failed.
Actually, we have access to a seriously heavy-duty magical library.
I have been through many such libraries.
Been through one housed in a big white ziggurat?
The Lost Library of Ahabad? You have found it?
See? We'll try and find a different way for you. But we need you to remove the spell from the children first.
I cannot do that.
There's a surprise.
But I can delay its effect for 6 days, 6 weeks, or 60 days. The longer I delay it, the more violent the effect will be.
So we send it home, and the children still murder their families.
No, not if I am not here. The spell will break as soon as I am gone from this plane.
Fine, fine. But I reserve the right to say, I told you so, when it goes south.
Roll for a prolonged search, please. How long do you search for?
Until we find a different way.
You have returned.
Did you think we wouldn't?
Of course.
I don't trust you, but if helping you get home is the best way to save those people, then I will.
Have you found a way, then?
It's kind of a good news, bad news kind of situation. We might have found a spell, but it requires a whole long list of things.
Have you brought the list?
Obviously.
Read it to me.
Do I really need to read out the whole list? There's like 2 dozen items on here.
Yeah, let's skip that part.
Many of those items I already have. Many of those ingredients I know where to source. There are but 4 items and 2 ingredients remaining.
I was hoping you'd say that. So let's strike those off and go about finding the other ones. We already missed the 6-day deadline. Let's try and make the 6-week one.
Hey, Elliot, why did you...
Okay, that answers one question and raises another. I know you usually cook on game nights, but what did we do to deserve this?
You didn't. She did.
Hi, guys. What did I miss?
Well, you almost missed dinner.
Ooh, what are we having?
Start eating. I'll explain.
I am so full. Elliot, buddy, you outdid yourself. I'm going to do something a little weird, okay?
Girl, what did we do wrong that you feel like you need to apologize for that?
I was talking to Elliot.
I think I can take it.
Your food made me feel things.
Your food made Parker feel things.
Well, isn't that just adorable?
More wine?
Yes, please.
Okay, that was my 10th success. What do I get?
The next space you enter is round. There are crates lined up along its circumference. on shelves several stories high. Each crate is as tall as your waist, and the scrolls contained in them are at least as tall as you are.
I unroll one of those scrolls.
It's a map.
A map? They are all maps. It's a map room. Wait, what's that flower thing on our list?
Virgin petals from the ghost rose of Salomon, picked at midnight in a lightning storm from the peak of Mount Salomon. The dragon had no idea where that even is.
Is there Mount Salomon on the map?
Not on this map.
Guys, I need you over here.
Oh, great. More rolling for research. Can I hit something?
There might be something hittable on the way to Mount Salomon.
Oh, you think you're funny. Do you think he's funny?
I don't think he's funny.
Me neither.
Are you guys ganging up on me?
You say that like it's new.
We could go steal the Sword of Tubin Castle.
No, we are not doing that. Earl Turbin has a brass dragon on his payroll. That's a job for our dragon.
He's not our dragon. He's the dragon we are helping.
Only because he thinks it's okay to kill hundreds of people to get what he wants. If it isn't over 1,000. He never did tell us how many sacrificial villages it would take.
Dude, he's been away from his home for 500 years. He's allowed to go a little crazy.
Oh, are we saying what he did is okay?
No, but I'm saying it's understandable. A human, maybe even an elf or a dwarf, would have adapted. But he's a dragon, and they don't adapt very well. Even steals.
So it's a bit like blaming a wolf for eating sheep.
When you put it like that, it sounds terrible.
That's because it is. A wolf's an animal. Dragon's smart enough to count as a person. I'm going to treat it like a person. And that starts with holding it accountable. You don't take pity on snakes, Hardison.
You really feel strongly about this, don't you?
Look, we are not taking pity on him. We are helping him get home, because that's actually the best way to make the blood sacrifices stop.
No, you know what? I am a little bit sorry for him. And I don't think that's a bad thing. Or letting him off the hook easy. People in bad situations make bad decisions. It's a thing that happens. It doesn't make them bad people. What does matter is how they feel about what they're doing. And this dragon man? This dragon jumped on the slim sliver of a chance of finding another way. Dragons are constitutionally conceited men. Do you have any idea how hard it is for a dragon to admit something other than himself might be better at something? I'm telling you, this dragon is a good egg.
I don't know how a smart person like you can be so dense.
Elliot!
Elliot, remember how you told me about something else, that it can be a blessing and it can be a curse?
Yeah.
I think maybe this also applies to the way Hardison sees things.
I need some air.
So, while you guys were in Japan, I figured out how to break into Tubin Castle, and I went and did it.
Girl, no. We've been playing for how long now?
Huh?
All right. I'm running this game. Did you play it out with me?
No. Here it comes.
So did it happen?
I guess it didn't. Ugh. 3. Elliot, your turn.
18. That's my 10th. What do I get?
The next map you unroll is of the demon realm of Salomon. There is a mountain marked at the center of a map, and an entrance through Black Mountain marked at the very edge of it.
So good news, we know where Mount Salomon is and how to get there. And I have an inkling it's the sort of place to always have a lightning storm. Bad news, the nearest the collapsible portal can get us is outside the gates of Black Mountain. And then we'll need to barter with demons. Again.
Good news again. It's the demons we know.
That sounds deep. Was that supposed to sound deep?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know, Nate, you may be spending too much time with Sophie.
What's that supposed to mean?
Because outside of a con, you're a terrible liar.
Elliot, are you sure?
I'm fine.
You're all shot up.
It's just a couple of bullets. I can roll a die.
Have it your way.
Let's move this to the couch. This way, Elliot doesn't need to clamber up these stools. I said, we're humoring the part where you won't go to a hospital. So you can humor us on this, okay? Fine.
I think that was the last one.
That was the last one.
Okay, I vote we go back to the dragon and see if he's done collecting everything.
Can we afford another day of research? I have 9 successes. I want to get the 10th and see what that nets us. I only need 15. Odds are I can do that in 4 rolls.
Fine, 1 day.
And not an hour more. Yeah, baby, got it on the first try.
The next book you open seems to be an atlas. Rather than being an atlas of a land or a continent, though, it's an atlas of some sort of a maze.
A maze? This maze?
Let me see. I flip back to the first page.
The first few pages line up with parts that you've already mapped out. It is, in fact, an atlas of the library's interior.
Guys, you have got to give me time to go through this. We found this now, that means there's something in here we need. We are not staying here for however long it takes to get 10 more successes.
Can you just flip through real quick?
All right, roll for luck. Your target number is 11.
You have 3 rolls.
As you flip through, one doublet of pages catches your eye. It seems to be the very center of the maze. Unlike other pages, this doublet is done in exquisite detail and color. It is titled The Prism.
That sounds familiar.
It does sound familiar. Let me get my notes. Let's see. Prism. Ha! Found it! It's the Prism of Mjolnir. Any spell performed in it gets a massive power boost.
How does that help us?
Portals take juice. The dragon's, like, 2 orders of magnitude stronger than I'll ever be, and he still hasn't managed to power up a portal home in the several centuries he's been here, and a 12+ methods he's tried. I think we should bring him here, so he can cast the spell from the prism. No.
How would a dragon fit in here?
That's your problem.
What's yours?
It's a dragon, and it ain't no silver. This place is a weapon, and we don't know what it might do if we give it to him.
Okay, so you also know how to bring a dragon here.
He's a steel. It's one of the breeds of dragon that may be able to turn into a human form. If he can do it, though, I wonder why he hasn't done it the second he met us. Steels usually love their human forms.
I'm with Mike.
Thank you.
This place is ours. Even the demons who sold us the map didn't know it would lead us here. Once we give the dragon the ingredients we collected, it doesn't need us anymore.
And what happens if he tries to cast the portal and it doesn't work? You think it's just a coincidence we found this now?
If that happens, we tell him about the prism then.
The petals of the ghost rose need to be virgin. Virgin. That means they haven't been used in any ritual. You want to climb that damn mountain again? Even the demons thought we were crazy for doing that. Oil of Leofa, that has to be virgin too. And that's just what I remember off the top of my head. There were like 2 dozen items on that list. You're not seriously considering this.
Elderon's right. We won't manage to reacquire all the ingredients in time, and that's assuming the dragon won't try to eat us for the failure.
You say that, but you want to bring him in here?
If we want to save the village, we have to. It's our best shot.
It's a dragon. A dragon. It's the very definition of dangerous. What's with the speciesism, man? Would it kill you to remember the dragon is a he, not an it? You're the one who's going to get us all killed. The dragon needs us for access to the library. The second he has his access. He's a steal, not a... Seriously, what's your problem? He uses children. He kills children. I don't care what else he does. I don't care what else he is. He's the kind of scum who'll chew up and spit out kids. Now you get it? You can't trust me. What are you all staring at me for?
You didn't say it, man. You didn't say we can't trust it.
Fine, so I called the dragon a he.
You didn't say that either. You said me. You said we can't trust you.
Aren't you going to leave also?
Nah, man. We told you.
Damn it, Artisan.
He's right, though. We did tell you we go through things together. This thing included.
There's no together. There can be no together. Not after I just...
You know, if Nate were here, he'd point out the part where you can't say it. So I will.
Alec.
It needs to be said, okay? I need to say it. Just give me a minute.
What needs to be said?
What you just said, except out of character.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Really? Then why can't there be a we if you didn't?
You can't say it either. Do I need to spell it out for you what that means?
You killed children. There, I said it. My head is spinning and I think I'm going to throw up in a minute. But I said it. You killed children. And we didn't need you to tell us that we...
We figured it out. It had to be something you'd think we'd super hate you for. Not a lot of options. We knew it had to be kids.
How can you even look at me?
Because you can't even say it, Elliot. Because you hate yourself for it. You know it was wrong and...
That doesn't change a damn thing. You try looking their family in the eye. Telling them that.
I'm getting you tissues. I ain't leaving. I'm just getting us some tissues, all right? All right. Still bringing you tissues, though.
There, tissues and chocolate.
I killed my foster parents. Gas explosion. I was 9.
Not the same thing.
No, but I know what it feels like. The knowledge that you can do this to someone else and no one can stop you.
And both of us know that you hate that feeling, man.
Oh, so you...
Hardison, stop. It isn't helping. It's not about forgiveness, and it's not about atonement. You're right. You can't undo what you did. But you can make different choices moving forward. And you are. You did just yesterday morning. The you we know is the you are now. The you've been for the past few years. Not who you were for Damien Moreau. Not who you were in service.
Do you remember the hockey job?
What does that have to do with anything?
You were wearing your earwig when you cornered Marco by the car, man. We all heard what you told him about what you'd done for your team, because of your team, because they were your team.
and we remember you when we just met. Going on and on and on about how you don't do teams. But we're your team now, man.
If you want me on your team, you're not the Alec Hardison I thought I knew.
No, that makes him exactly the Alec Hardison you know, that we know. That's exactly it.
Smartest man you know, remember that part? I'm not going to tell you how I feel, because I think you'll break my face if I say it. But I'm going to point out again that Parker and I figured out what you did ages ago, and we are still here. I'll even say it again if I need to.
Don't.
Alec is our team, okay? It's not about forgiveness. It's not. Put all of that aside. Alec is our team. Can you believe that? Please have a chocolate, man.
I just threw up.
Okay. It's okay. We have time. We have time.
Before you ask, yeah, I deliberately gave you an earlier start time than anyone else. So what did you want to talk about? Are there going to be any hardware stores or their elderly owners in the game today?
No, there won't be.
Good. Now you can have a muffin. Hi, Hardison. Hi, Nate.
Nate, Hardison.
I'm so sorry that I'm late.
We take the collapsible portal to the point just outside the dragon wards.
The dragon seems to have adjusted its wards. You appear by the concealed tunnel's entrance.
We walk in.
You have returned.
We did promise.
Have you acquired everything?
Have you?
Of course I have.
So have we. We also found something else. A prism of Maelnil.
That will greatly enhance the likelihood of the spell performing as required.
You'll need to change into a human form, though, or we can't take you there.
The prism is located at the library, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Before your eyes, the dragon's massive body shrinks and shifts, until only a man remains, standing on top of his hoard. He seems ordinary enough, except his hair and eyes are both steel grey.
Your trust is acknowledged and appreciated.
The dragon walks towards you. He pauses at the edge of the hoard, where he picks up a chest with both his hands.
This contains everything that I have collected for the portal spell. I am now ready to leave for the prism.
You're welcome, Parker.
You open the final door that leads into the prism. There is no furniture. The walls and most of the floor are taken up with the spells inscribed on them. When you look up, the same applies to the ceiling. There is a blank circle left in the middle of the walls, floor and ceiling, indicating the sphere of the prism's power. Inside the sphere, the light is shattered into 1,000 rainbows. The very air glitters with them.
Well, now we know why it's called a prism. Working in there is going to be a challenge, if it's as bright on the inside as it seems to be.
That will not be a problem for me. However, it seems that I will need certain paraphernalia to perform the spell, which this room lacks.
Yeah, we packed those too.
You are most efficient. I am pleasantly surprised.
Ready to return home?
Happily.
The dragon steps into the sphere. Merely setting up this spell takes up most of an hour. The casting takes considerable time, too. Eventually, though, the glittering rainbows pull back from the center of the sphere. At first, the clear space is so small you're not even sure it's really there. Ever so slowly it grows, and you realize that must be the portal. It grows and grows until there is barely room enough left in the prism for the dragon to stand. The dragon turns his head to look at you.
I am most grateful.
Then he steps into the portal. It shrinks behind him and disappears within seconds.
Tomorrow we find out if you light. We need to go back to the village.
We will.
The dragon didn't lie. The day comes and goes, and the children go on behaving as children do. No one dies. The village is safe.
All right, Lolly. I know why we went back to the hoard the dragon left behind. But as happy as I am to be here again, why are we back at the library?
Did you seriously just ask that?
Because we haven't found the loom yet.
Girl, it's going to take us a year to search this place. At least.
I think I know how to find it. I go through the library's atlas back to back. I read the entire thing. I don't skip a page. I don't care if it takes me a month. We are no longer on a deadline.
Roll for research, please. Your target number is 15. After a week of research, you finally find it. A space in the library marked in the atlas as the Artifact Archive. The library is so big that it will take you most of a day to reach it.
We leave for it right away.
Good thing I packed enough food. And we'll search the place when we get there.
Hidden in the very back of the 12th room you search, and covered in burlap, eventually you find the loom.
Woohoo!
Yeah!
Fun.
Yeah!
Yes! 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 We made it, guys. We made it.
Congratulations. Well, it's a good thing I restocked the tissues.
I'm going to tell Amy to bring a round of beer back here, because this definitely calls for a toast. Elliot, you okay, man?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I am.
You guys ready for a new campaign?
Oh yeah,
we most definitely are.
Bring it.